Hello, and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Transformation Affirmation Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Transformation Affirmation 8, Susan Armstrong's Transformation. What Susan will be describing here, and others will be describing throughout this Transformation Affirmation Series, is their particular experience of the exhilaration and wonder of being transformed to a state free of the human condition. To best appreciate this presentation, I would urge you to listen to the podcast of Prue Westbrook's affirmation, which is Transformation Affirmation 1, or read the written version of this affirmation if you haven't already, because they begin with a very good summary by biologist Jeremy Griffith on how understanding the human condition finally allows the whole human race to be transformed from a horrible human condition-stricken existence to a fabulous life free of all the agony of that state. We also urge you to watch the video of this presentation at some point because it captures more fully this wonder and exhilaration of the transformed state. Also, images are often used to help illustrate what the presenter is saying, and they are obviously best viewed. So here's Susan's transformation affirmation.
My name is Susan Armstrong and I'm 42 years old. It's simply thrilling to be alive at this time when understanding of the human condition has arrived, as put forward by Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith, and it's so exciting to talk about my experience with this information. I'd like to start with reading the title of Jeremy's latest book, Freedom. Freedom, the end of the human condition. At last, the redeeming, reconciling, rehabilitating, biological explanation of the human condition that brings about the dreamed of dawn of understanding and ends all the suffering and conflict on earth. And that says it all. This really is it. This is, to quote Professor Harry Prosen in his introduction to Freedom, the holy grail of insight we have sought for the psychological rehabilitation of the human race. The human condition is solved. Jeremy has provided the answer to this fundamental question of why we are the way we are, divisively instead of cooperatively behaved. And all the problems we worry about in ourselves and in the world are solved. From this point, and it looks after absolutely everything you love or care about. It really does transform your life from being an utterly preoccupied and selfish victim of the human condition to a person effectively free of the human condition, saturated in relief and excitement about myself, all humans, and the absolutely fabulous future before us. My experience with this information began when I was 19, nearly 20. I stumbled across these ideas and I found them very interesting and accountable, and from there my interest grew. The death effect was very real to begin with, as Jeremy explains in the latest videos on the website, but I just kept responding to the logic, re-listening to talks and rereading the text. And this does erode our historical fear of the subject of the human condition, and you can finally hear what is being logically put forward. It really does explain and solve our condition. Life becomes very exciting as you test this information on life around you and you start making sense of everything you look at. Walking around in your daily life, you are able to understand and see through all the behaviour around you and in front of you. Everything becomes transparent. You see that the human condition is driving all our behaviour. Individuals, cultures, countries and civilizations, religion, politics, men and women, absolutely everything you look at or think about. Like Genevieve says in her affirmation, it really is like you are drunk on knowledge, and it's an incredibly exciting time. For me particularly, understanding the difference between men and women was a very profound moment. To find out that men have actually been carrying out the most meaningful and important job on the planet, this battle to find knowledge, ultimately understanding of our good and evil afflicted human condition, was an absolute revelation. So this was all very exciting. However, obviously you then do begin to see through the human condition in yourself. And to start with, this is a very fearful and terrifying prospect. I began to see all the upset within me that the human condition had caused and the strategy I had taken up. And of course, this was incredibly confronting. It leads to what we call in the WTM, the Mexican standoff, where you intellectually know the information is true, and that it explains and defends your upset state, but find actually confronting it all agonizing. For a time, you can't move forward because the truth is exposing your denial and strategy that you took up and the lies, but you're still trying to maintain the strategy to defend yourself. You also can't move back because this information is logical and true and you know it solves all the world's problems. The next stage in my journey with this information that I want to talk about is the most exciting because it solves this impasse and it solves all our problems and all the world's problems, and that is the transformed, life-forced way of living. There seem to be three main building blocks for me in accessing this new way to live, which I'll go through briefly now, but they're in no particular order. The first one is resignation. As I mentioned before, we all have an historical fear of the human condition. Jeremy has explained that for 2 million years, we have been living without understanding, without the manual for life. And in our individual lives, we discover that in a very profound way at around the age of 15 years. We start off wondering about the world as children and why it is the way it is. But at around 15, you start to wonder about yourself and about why I am the way I am. Jeremy terms this incredibly deep time as resignation. And I'll just read a couple of extracts from Freedom about resignation now. They're from chapter 2.2 from Freedom. This predicament or condition of not being able to understand ourselves, however, has meant that the more we tried to think about this in truth, most obvious question of meaningfulness and worthiness, or otherwise of our existence, the more insecure and depressed our thoughts became. In time, we learnt that to avoid the suicidal depression that accompanied any thinking about the issue of our species and our own seemingly extremely imperfect condition, we simply had no choice but to stop grappling with the answerless question. And so despite the human condition being the all-important issue of the meaningfulness or otherwise of our existence, there came a point in virtually everyone's life, and it typically occurred at around 14 or 15 years of age, when we were forced to put the whole depressing subject aside once and for all, and just hope that one day in the future, the explanation and defence of our species' apparently horrifically flawed, seemingly utterly disappointing sad state would be found, because then and only then would it be psychologically safe to even broach the subject. And just a small extract here. Resignation is where you resign yourself to having to block out the seemingly inexplicable question of your worth and meaning and live from that time on in denial of the unbearable issue of the human condition. So for the rest of our adult lives, we all take up strategies to cope with life, a life of denial of the human condition. As Jeremy says, while we became adults in a physical sense, without the explanation of the human condition, we were all psychologically stranded in adolescence, the who am I stage. We constantly fight off this implication that we are bad. The second building block is this all-important picture. Again, I'm referring to Freedom here, and it's the Adam Stork story, the story of Adam Stork. This story is at the heart of Jeremy Griffith's explanation. It really is an astonishing analogy because it explains the seemingly unexplainable, how we could be good when we appear to be bad. For me, it has more diamonds and gold than anything else, because when you absorb this truth, when you try using this logical explanation to defend you, the full truth about humans, that you are upset, but you are good, that you are fundamentally worthwhile and heroic, instead of using the strategy you took up to defend you at resignation, your life is transformed. All I had to do was try this defence and move on from or let go of my old obsolete way of living, my strategy to life, because it's simply not needed now. The next picture I want to show is Jeremy's drawing of our human journey. I'm referring to Freedom again. It's in chapter 8. Absorbing this wonderful story was also a very important building block for me because it summarises the human journey over the last 4 million years from childhood to the human condition beginning 2 million years ago to the adult stage of I know who I am that has finally arrived. I can see where I fit in this amazing journey. Putting these three building blocks together, you really do see that our old way of living was just where we had to live before understanding arrived. We had to live with lies and in denial of our upset selves and have strategies to protect ourselves from any criticism. But now a whole new framework is available on offer to humans, where the truth is up, the full dignified truth about humans. It's a new landscape, a solution-based paradigm. The old way is just gone now. It is superseded by knowing, understanding our goodness and the defence of our badness, in inverted commas, that we are upset, but we are good. That old way and its job is just over. It is a museum piece, just how it once was in the Human Journey archives. The human condition has been solved and the full truth about humans has arrived. I can, we all can, live accepting our upset selves, the beautiful truth about me and all humans, and no longer be a victim of my resigned upset state, or upset resigned state. It is amazing that we, the world, can admit our alienation, that we have previously done everything we can to hide, and that we can show people how you can live with this confronting truth, these confronting truths, how we can be honest about our upset. We can be honest now. There is nothing to be afraid of or procrastinate about. I anchor myself here to this change in attitude towards my upset self, to the truth about me, and the strategy I had to develop to cope without understanding. And that resulted in a lot of damage, as it does in all humans. Upset, warring within myself, huge insecurity about my goodness, compensating for any supposed weakness or frailty, anger, frustration, deep preoccupation and selfishness, competitiveness to prove I was good, and codependency. There was just so much torture and confusion. On the surface, I was maintaining a, I've got it all together, happy front. But underneath, I was a very high-achieving and over-applied, driven and competitive person, and I had a lot of fear of ever living without that. I kept away from feeling vulnerable at all costs. The fear of that was enormous, and it completely owned me and ran my life. Our strategies are protecting us from this depression, this uncertainty about our worth, and they are like spitting cats in the way they protect you from ever going near the issue of the human condition again. They were just born out of a time when the last time you looked at the human condition, you weren't going to survive because you had no answers and you just had to resign. From that point, you are stuck in that necessarily egocentric mindset where there are no answers, but you actually see that it's just an habituated way of living that is just simply obsolete and redundant now. The other thing I was thinking, it's like watching the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. If you've seen him at work with one of his super aggressive dogs, dogs obviously aren't conscious, but the analogy is there. When you see him, he allows them to come out of their mad aggression to a super calm and happy state, just in an instant. And that's what the transformed state is like. When you actually use this information to defend yourself, you are suddenly not owned by all that fear and anger and preoccupation. You are suddenly enveloped in the full truth that you are upset, but you are good. Boom. It's all calm and the mist clears. We're all just little boys and girls that did the best we could under the duress of the human condition. I am upset, but I am good. It is actually all logically understandable and beautiful in the full human story. The old framework is all around me and it is in me, but I can live in the new one. The transformed state is the way for upset humans to participate so fully in this new framework. And that is you support the information, which is the full truth about humans and not your old way or your old habit anymore. As Jeremy writes in Freedom, this is from chapter 9, we can all reason that, yes, I do have all these angry, egocentric and alienated feelings and thoughts. And I know that without undergoing a great deal of psychological therapy, I can't hope to heal all that underlying upset that is producing these feelings and thoughts. But I also know that way of feeling and thinking is now obsoleted. So I'm simply going to leave that way of feeling and thinking behind me and adopt the new way of feeling and thinking that is now available, where I live in support of a reconciled, non-aggressive, non-competitive, truth-based new world for humans. And to bring up, this is my last visual. This is a poster that's available on our website of humanity climbing out of the cave to Freedom that Jeremy produced. And this cave here, it's based on Plato's cave allegory. And Jeremy has described, that Jeremy's described here in the poster and written about in Freedom. And it really is the perfect analogy for our situation. Because without understanding, living in this cave of denial was just the way it had to be in humanity's journey to enlightenment. But it is dark and it's full of worry and doubt and insecurity about your worth. It's just the worst condition to be insecure in your fundamental worth, to be forever fighting that off. But now with understanding, there is a shock of change process involved in coming out of the cave to the sunlit plains of freedom. But the thing is, we can. Jeremy has opened the cave door with this information. We are actually free as a species of the human condition. We are all free right now. And it's just a simple realization to make. The transformed state allows you to uncurl from your fetal position in the cave, just trying to survive life. You get up and you simply walk out the cave door. And despite the fear of the human condition being so great in the cave, when you are still relying on your coping strategy to protect you, once you drop your strategy at the cave door, you leave it all behind and you are out of the cave, there is just no fear at all. It's just so obvious and logical and natural how we live now that the understanding of the human condition has been found. The cave life is just over in the natural evolving way of humans growing up into adulthood. And for the first time ever, this is a universal position for all humans. Everyone abandons the battle now and lives this way because the battle to find understanding of the human condition has been won. It's actually the only sensible and strong thing to do, and it's actually just madness not to. We no longer have to prove our worth. Our worth is proven. Never again do we have to worry about that, or our goodness, or our purpose. We now live forever in this new landscape, the sunlit and happy, with not just hope, but a deep reassuring knowingness of why everything is okay forevermore. You can actually boot hope and faith right out the window. It's honestly amazing. You are free. You're not free of your upset, but you are free from worrying about it. And you know this freedom is for everyone. And we fight for the future now. And it's just so thrilling. Despite being so damaged from the battle, we can all still participate. Life begins afresh in terms of what you feel and see and want to happen and put your weight behind. It's just so exciting. Your mind just buzzes with the feeling of freedom and what is possible now. On this sunlit plain in Jeremy's picture, everything is glorious. I am glorious in the whole truthful story of humans. My upset scars are understood and defended. There is a rational explanation for it all. I fit into that story, the greatest story ever told, of the first species ever to become conscious and have to go into battle with its own perfectly orientated to love instincts. My instincts and intellects are gloriously reconciled. We are all glorious here. It's not just a fleeting thought or inspiration, that is with you forever. You are standing in this new landscape of knowledge where we all belong. The full truth, with all its confronting truths, must come out for humanity to be free, but it's only confronting from the perspective of the cave, in that no-solution paradigm. It is okay, we can do this, there is a way to cope, and the way we live now is to take up the full defence available to us and just leave our strategies behind. This is our truth, and we have every right to use it. We live a new way, and the truths don't condemn us here because we are secure in our upset. It just doesn't matter how upset we are. That is what we are meant to be after 2 million years. And then you really, really see how we all, the whole of humanity, gets out of here, out of the cave. We finally, as the psychoanalyst Carl Jung said, can own our own shadow. And from here, we can get this information to future generations, and no child will ever have to resign again. The pain stops with us. We can stop the silence and finally be honest with children, answer all their questions we have historically found so difficult to answer about why the world is so unideal. We are all free of the old way here, and we are living in the new landscape where the future is our focus and all humans are free and the sun is rising so highly and brightly. There is no reason ever to look back, just always to the horizon. Everything is covered here and everything is saved. And I can be centered and calm and strong and sensible with the truth about humans in my life. All you have to do is support this information, and it will do all the work for you. It will look after everything you love. Humanity is coming home. The earth and all its creatures are saved. It's the most beautiful thing that has ever been seen on this planet. And finally, what bursts out of every cell in your body is the roaring cry of let's go, let's go. And so to finish, I just have to read a couple of short sections from the expanded version of Freedom from the website. So this one is from the book 2, and it's section 4.1. It's on. Humanity is coming home. Our real self is going to come thundering through to the forefront now, and the world will open up for everyone, and everyone will help everyone else. We can leave our ego and battled lives behind now and metamorphose into free, empowered life force beings. And these are a couple of quotes from the Bible, which, you know, we can understand and decipher all manner of things, and the Bible is just an incredibly powerful, truthful account of things. And these are from two prophets, firstly from Joel. In the Bible, the prophet Joel perfectly articulated the vision of our species' liberation from the human condition when he said, "Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor never will in ages to come. Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them, a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots, like a mighty army. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other." And the second one is from the prophet Isaiah, when he said, "He lifts up a banner," and Jeremy has in square brackets, "that is, the human race finds understanding. For the distant nations, he whistles for those at the ends of the earth. Here they come, swiftly and speedily. Not one of them grows tired or stumbles. Not one slumbers or sleeps. Not a belt is loosened at the waist. Not a sandal thong is broken. Their arrows are sharp. All their bows are strung. Their horses' hooves seem like flint. Their chariot wheels like a whirlwind. Their roar is that of the lion. They roar like young lions. They growl as they seize their prey and carry it off with no one to rescue. In that day, they will roar like it. They will roar over it like the roaring of the sea." And Jeremy has, "There will be immense excitement, enthusiasm, and commitment." And the second lot of quotes is again from book 2, section 115. And Jeremy writes, "We are out of here, leaving this spent, exhausted, dead world behind forever. Let's go is the great battle cry that will begin as a tiny voice among a few and then catch on and spread to become a roar of excitement that will be heard across the world. Like 100,000 horses appearing from horizon to horizon, galloping to a fabulous future. And all of nature will be absolutely cheering for us because this is the greatest of greatest victories for all of life on earth. Because we humans are the ones who were given the task of championing nature's greatest invention, the fully conscious, thinking, self-adjusting brain. We humans were given this amazing computer, but we weren't given the program for it. And instead, we're left to wander in a terrible wilderness of ignorance in search of understanding of our meaning and worth as a species, an understanding we have now finally found. Everywhere there is going to be joy, more joy and excitement than we tired, worn out, and weary human warriors are capable of imagining. Again, as Beethoven's symphony anticipated, joy, joyful as a hero to victory. Join in our jubilation. We enter, drunk with fire, into your sanctuary. Your magic reunites. All men become brothers, all good, all bad. Be embraced, millions. The kiss for the whole world. We are out of here. The great breakout is on. The human race is breaking free of the shackles of our tomb that we have been forced to live in for so long. We hardly know of another existence, but we do know of another existence, another fabulous place, high on a desert plain where the streets have no name that Bono sang of. Otherwise, why would we have fought so hard and for so long? For 2 million years, we have fought for the arrival of this day."
That was Susan Armstrong. You've been listening to Transformation Affirmation 8, which you can read and watch by clicking on the Read Affirmation button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where the transformation affirmations can be found alongside the freedom essays. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. You can also read much more on the transformation made possible by the explanation of the human condition in Part 3 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 9 of Freedom. And please remember that you can become a WTM member and receive personal access to a current WTM member, which will allow you to discuss any aspect of this life-transforming understanding of human existence. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.